Grant Sabatier. He's got money now, but he didn't always have it. He was, after a few years of graduating college, unemployed, broke, and living with his parents. And then he had an epiphany, and he decided he was going to save $1 million by the age of 30, and he managed to do it. And he's here now to share his secrets, his tips with us, Grant Sabatier, the founder of Millennial Money. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. You're 32 now, so I don't know how much you got in the bank, but it's more than $1 million. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people listening will say, how on earth do you even start to think about that? So take us into your journey here. When you decided you were going to save this much money, what kind of goals did you set?
Yeah, so I set what I thought was a pretty unrealistic goal at the age of 24, that I wanted to save $1 million by the time I was 30. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was or wasn't possible, but I set that as kind of my blue sky goal, and then set about trying to learn everything that I could about money to try to make it possible. And a few things I learned very early on were that, you know, I was 24, so I had time on my side. So, you know, I learned all about compounding interest and just the impact of investing when you're young. You know, it has significantly more benefits than, say, starting investing maybe when you're in your 40s or 50s. And so I knew I had time on my side, but I really wasn't making any money. So when I started this, I was unemployed, still living at home with my parents, and figured out that, you know, I needed a job where I could try to make as much money as possible. I looked out at the market, saw that digital marketing was rising in popularity, taught myself digital in about 60 days.
You taught yourself? Wait a minute. So no degree, just taught yourself?
Yeah, just taught myself. I was actually a philosophy major in college. And so
that doesn't make
myself
very much money, usually. Yeah.
Yeah. So I taught myself digital marketing from scratch and went from knowing nothing to being enough of an expert to land a job at a digital marketing agency. I just knew so much. There was such a demand for that talent set. Got a job making $50,000 and quickly realized once I started saving that that wasn't going to be enough. You know, saving 5 to 10% of my income wasn't going to get me, you know, to that $1 million fast enough. And so I really started side hustling. I started taking the skills that I had learned from digital and started working with clients outside of my full-time job. And it only took about 9 months, but then my side hustle income was quite a bit larger than my full-time income. And so I launched into the side hustle businesses full-time.
Yeah, but the side hustle, the key here was that you actually saved the side hustle. You didn't spend it on things, and you did it in a daily way. Tell us about that piece.
Yeah, totally. So I always say side hustle to invest and side hustle to build your skill set. So when you shift from a saving to an investing mentality, every dollar that I saved in 2010 from my side hustles is worth $3.25 today. So it's really worked out quite well. But to your point, you know, it's really tough to conceptualize, you know, millions of dollars and thinking about how to save millions of dollars. But when you break it down into daily increments, just the impact of saving $5 a day, it'll add up to over $177,000 in 30 years. And so I took that logic and I figured out that I would need to save at least $50 a day in order to retire in about 20 to 25 years. And so I thought, okay, if I can save $50 a day, if I can save 51, I can really fast track this process. And so I started thinking about saving daily, and every dollar that I made from side hustling, I would just invest it immediately, pretty conservatively in a total stock market index fund, which just tracks, you know.
Yeah, you invested in the market, and you say that's key. Don't just put it in a savings account. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're thinking long term. So a lot of people are afraid of investing in the stock market, but when you're thinking 10, 20, 30 years out, there's really no better way to invest than investing in the entire market. If you need the money in a couple of years, probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but a lot of people just get confused between the differences of short-term and long-term investing.
Now, this
must have long-term, it's really valuable.
Yeah, I was going to say, this must have also, though, you know, required some sacrifice. And I'm not just thinking of money, but also of time. You were doing all these extra jobs. How did you find the balance between those two?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't find a ton of balance for a few years. But, you know, I didn't really view it as a sacrifice. I viewed it more as an opportunity. I knew that once I, you know, once things started humming well for me, I just started investing a lot more time into the side hustles because I was investing the money. I was seeing my money grow. And I was like, you know, if I can bear down and do this for maybe the next 5 to 7 to 8 years, there's a pretty good chance now, given the money that I'm making, that I could, quote unquote, you know, reach financial independence, which is basically where work is optional. And so I pushed through and, you know, a lot of stars aligned in my favor and, you know, was able to reach financial independence at the age of 30. And now, you know, I still invest. I'm busier than I ever have been, but I'm able to work on the projects that I'm passionate about and not have to worry about money so much.
Yeah, and that's what everyone wants, to do what they love without having to worry about it. Last question, though. Now you're in a position where you've actually cut down on your spending because you've had what's called lifestyle inflation. Tell us about the impact of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge risk whenever you start making more money. This is something I hear from readers of my blog who write, you know, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're making big salaries, but they're really not saving anything because as they've started making more money, their lifestyle it really inflates. You know, they start buying nicer wine or nicer houses or nicer cars. But really the idea, especially when you're young, live as frugally as you can, especially when you get right out of college. Just keep living like a college student for as long as you can and just bank the difference. For myself, I realized, you know, lifestyle inflation really started creeping in. So I spent more money last year than I'd ever spent in my life and, you know, was doing my, honestly, my end of the year calculations and had kind of a wake up call. That's just like, whoa, you know, me being financially independent, you know, is built around models that I'm, you know, only able to spend about $50,000 to $60,000 per year, maybe $70,000. And I was quite a bit over that. And so reined it in, and happy to say that through the first quarter of 2017, I am back on track, my target spending level, and all is well.
And you sound perfectly happy. Shopping at IKEA or not, college student, that is a very good modus operandi or way to live, I think. If you keep that mentality, you're absolutely right. Watch the pennies. Thank you so much for all the advice today. Grant Sabatier is the founder of Millennial Money. Thank you, Grant.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.